Our present conference is on the Blessed Virgin in our lives. We might begin by noting that essential to the spiritual life is devotion to the Blessed Virgin. There is no sanctity without Mary. Our purpose here will be to briefly look at what is devotion to the Blessed Virgin. Then why? Why should we be and be more devoted to Our Lady? And mainly, how we can grow in devotion to the Mother of God. What is devotion to the Blessed Virgin? Devotion in general has many possible meanings. I like the one, dedicated love. Devotion to the Blessed Virgin, therefore, is a compound of three things, where each succeeding element builds on the preceding. There is, first of all, devotion to Our Lady as veneration. What does veneration of Mary mean? Well, it means knowing her, respecting her, revering her, admiring her, all of which can be synthesized under the general word veneration. Whom do we venerate? Those whom we honor, those whom we praise. When the veneration is given to God, we call it adoration. When it is given to one of His saints, as here His mother, it is veneration. But of the highest order, the highest form of veneration we can give to any creature is a veneration to Mary. Devotion to the Blessed Virgin also means invoking Our Lady. Given the relationship we have with her, it stands to reason, or better, it stands to faith. They would ask the Blessed Virgin for what we need. But watch this. Asking Our Lady is not quite the same as asking anyone else. We call it invocation. In order to obtain from Mary her intercession, we therefore ask Our Lady to obtain for us what we might, of course, theoretically obtain directly by asking Christ. But knowing who she is, knowing her power of intercession, invoking her gives us the assurance of being heard that we never have apart from her. Thirdly, imitation of Mary. It is a less well-known masterpiece of the spiritual life, the imitation of the Blessed Virgin. Much more common indeed. The second most popular book in the world after the Bible is The Imitation of Christ. But The Imitation of Mary is an essential part of our Catholic spiritual life. What do we mean? That's all we're asking so far. What do we mean? The imitation of Mary means following her example in the practice of the virtues that she practiced during her stay on earth. We go on. If that's what devotion to the Blessed Virgin is, why is it so important? The most fundamental reason why devotion to the Blessed Virgin is so important is because on devotion to Mary depends our devotion to Christ. This is the experience of all Christian history. Name one saint, I dare you, who became a saint, and that you can really prove that he or she was not extraordinarily devoted to Mary, without exception. Over the Church's centuries of struggle with error, listen to this. The surest way of protecting ourselves from doctrinal error and falling into some heretical teaching, you might see a lot of study of theology. Not so. Or a great deal of meditation. It helps. The single most effective way for even the simplest faithful to be preserved from doctrinal error, I've watched it, and I can prove it, is a tender, childlike devotion to Mary. And I've seen the obverse. Have I ever? Brilliant minds, specialists in some field of theology or the sacred sciences, I know them. I've taught them. I've been on faculties with them. During these revolutionary days, the only ones that I can be sure have maintained the integrity of their faith, and I mean the full integrity of their Catholic faith, are those who have practiced a simple, daily, fervent devotion to the Blessed Virgin. What I'm telling you is worth $1 million is nothing compared to keeping one's faith intact today. Not easy. Believe you me. I will not identify the community, a teaching community of sisters. Teaching scores of schools. Some time ago, because lay people thought it should be brought to my attention, I spoke to the Mother General. Mother, I said, you may be wondering why you're not getting more vocations. Yet you teach so many girls in your schools. Well, I wonder whether it's not the quality of teaching that is going on in your institutions. Would you mind getting an inventory made of the religion textbooks or books used in the teaching of religion in high school, in the schools in which your sisters are teachers? A couple of weeks later, I had a 3-page list . This being my 19th year in working for the Congregation for the Clergy, part of my job is to, keep my eyes open on what's being taught. So I know books. In 5 minutes, I told her mother, every single one of these books has something radically wrong with its doctrinal contents. Here on our second question, why devotion to Mary is so important? Well, I couldn't think of a more important reason. Have children from their earliest years cultivate a strong devotion to Our Lady. I've never used the term, but I think it's a good one. The strongest antidote to heresy is devotion to Mary. And that means a daily inoculation. She will protect us. I'm speaking to you. They'll protect you. And let me tell you, the brighter you are, the more academically sophisticated, the more educated, the more intellectual, in today's world, the harder you fall. To protect one's faith today, there is nothing I can share with you that is either more earnestly said or more proved from experience. Cultivate in yourselves, foster in others, a strong devotion to Mary. Our third question, which has the longest answer, how can we grow in devotion to the Blessed Virgin? Suppose we go over each of the three levels of devotion, namely veneration, invocation, and imitation. Note the question, how? How can we grow? First, in becoming more devoted by our venerating Our Lady, by honoring her better, admiring her more. I've got 2, 4, 7 recommendations. Read about Mary. Some Marian reading should be part of our staple spiritual reading diet. One of the first things I did with the Missionaries of Charity last September, when we began these conferences in Our Lady, was, next week, sisters, I want you to scour the convent, find every book you can find on Our Lady. They did. I said, get more. So read about Mary. Second, hear about Mary. I am conveniently providing this opportunity. There are some people who are more apt to talk about Our Lady. Encourage them. Others who are not so apt, maybe they don't know much about Our Lady. Tell them. So that hearing you, others then can listen to them. Talk about Mary. In our novitiate, to your novitiate, we regularly had, during the week, except on feast days, a 2 or 3 minute talk to be prepared by each novice on Our Lady. The manuductor, the man in charge of his fellow novices, clap his hands, conversation stopped. And the shaking novice who prepared his little 2 minute lecture on Our Lady, well, expounded. Listen to this. All the sermons that Jesuit novices have been giving for 400 years have always been prescribed on Our Lady. Think about Mary. In case you haven't heard, we think about what we want to think. And do I ever know? People can turn off their minds. You don't even see them turning the lock. Smile on their face. Cherubic. Or they're lost in the clouds. Meditate on Mary. The episodes in the Gospels. Saints have been known to spend years in meditating on the Marian passages in the New Testament. And my last, promote Mary. Advertise Our Lady. Second level of how to grow on the level of invocation. It is well to remind ourselves, and it's in my notes, that the Hail Mary can be divided, you know, don't you, into 10 parts? You know that, don't you? Oh, yes. The first 7 are veneration. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. That's 70% of the Hail Mary, and we haven't asked for a thing. All veneration. Just say nice things to Our Lady. Then, finally, pray for us sinners. Now, That's an invocation all by itself, right now, and at the hour of our death, the most important grace we need. How do we grow in our practice of devotion by invocation? My friends, how do you cultivate any habit? By performing acts that by sheer repetition they'll become habitual. Saying the rosary is a centuries proved effective means of growing in devotion to Our Lady by powerful invocation. I would also say we should all have, and if you don't have, find them. If you can't find them, make them. Make up your own favorite Marian aspirations. And if they're too personal, don't show anybody. Finally, and most importantly, how do we grow in the imitation of Our Lady? I selected 10 virtues, each a virtue that she, in a unique way, practiced, so unique indeed, that in some of these virtues, we cannot even speak of imitating Christ. The faith of Mary, her trust in God, her love of God. Oh, how easy it is to pronounce those three monosyllables, love of God. What does it mean? If I'm to grow in the love of God in imitation of Our Lady, like her, hope I'll be clear. Remember what she told the angel at Nazareth? Be it done to me according to your word. That, my friends, is Mary's infallible formula for growing in the love of God. That's passive voice. Be it done to me. Oh, how grateful we are for the things that God does for us. Oh, yes, the things that He does to us. And leave it to God. The more He wants us to grow in the love of Him, took me 38 years in the priesthood to learn this. The more God wants us to grow in our love of Him, the more He will try us. The more He will do things to us. Am I clear? Stupid we. Mary, help us. Help us. We pray. Not to miss the obvious. Mary, selfless charity. She must have told Luke, otherwise how would he know? That she ran, remember? To help her cousin Elizabeth. Her love of prayer. Mary is our greatest model of prayer. After Christ always, but in ways that even her son, who did not have a mere human nature as Mary did. He was also divine. Mary's patience. There are two kinds of suffering. Physical suffering and spiritual suffering. As only a woman's heart knows, spiritual suffering, suffering in the spirit, Mary experienced. Her humility, her chastity, her poverty, and her simple, prompt obedience. Needless to say, all this talk about growing in devotion to Our Lady, especially by imitating her virtues, will be just that, so much pious talk and exhortation. But as her son made sure he'd come down to earth more than once, especially in our day, what is she telling us to do? In effect, what she had done during her stay on earth. A closing prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave us your mother as our mother to guide us through this life to everlasting life with you. We believe that if only we are devoted to her, she will infallibly lead us to an intimate union with you. Make us like her, especially in humility, so that like her we too can say, the Lord who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Unlike her, we came into this world stained with sin, but through her powerful intercession, we hope to become more and more sinless as we approach death and face you, thanks to your mother, our merciful judge. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please turn over to side B and push the play button immediately without rewinding the tape.